How many what?
If you want to know how many times somebody does something, you might say, well, how?
Either repeat them.
Or, you might say, do you do it a lot? And you might say, yes, I do it. If you agree with a friend, and he says, well, I'm not going to vote for that guy, I don't like him, you might say, well, I'm not either, or me.
Well, I'm going to vote for him and kill your vote. Uh-huh. That's a frequent expression. Uh-huh. And you nullify it, you offset it.
If you agree with him and you're not going to vote for the guy, and he's not going to vote for the guy, he might say, well, I'm not going to vote for him. You might say, well,
we're going to pass.
What would you call the part of your head above your eyes?
The what?
The part of your head above your eyes.
My forehead?
Mm-hmm. You would go to a barber to have him cut your
eyebrows.
If you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're probably growing a
beard. A mustache.
Where would somebody keep a pencil sometimes if they're not using it?
That's a secret everybody would like to know.
Uh-huh. if they got a pencil, sometimes would they
keep it in their pocket, uh-huh, on the desk, in the desk drawer, mm-hmm, on the table, mm-hmm, or somewhere like that?
If somebody's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
If a hog's being slaughtered, there's a part of his neck called a goozle.
Oh, what?
Called a goozle. Would you ever hear the name goozle?
I don't think so. Unless you're referring to the throat.
What part of the throat would a goozle be?
I'd say it'd be right in here.
Uh-huh. Around the Adam's apple?
Yeah.
You would go to a dentist to have him look at your
teeth?
He might say he needs to fill that.
Might say his what?
He might say that you need to have a filling in that
tooth.
What would you call the flesh around the teeth?
The gum.
You could hold a baby bird in the of your hand. Or sometimes there's some old women that can claim they can tell your fortune.
Oh, yeah.
By reading your sometimes they say that they can read your